It happens, I think, today. You know, they're keeping people alive longer. So there are times when you're going through this, and it's almost like you're sitting still while a person's alive. And so you have that struggle, and then the death is like a
release.
Yeah, it's like an after the fact.
Let us think for a second about this. Somebody dies of a heart attack. All right. Run over by a bus over here. Okay. Somebody is suffering with, what is it, ALS, you know, and that goes on for 5 years. They are, in certain ways, as different as night and day. Isn't it remarkable that, in the end, the rabbis say, you sit shiva? The rabbis never said, okay, for this one, you'll sit for 7 days, but for this one, you won't. What's going on with that? Why are the rabbis insisting on doing that? Even though the psychological experiences are so very different. When I was in Savannah, I had a comfort and consolation group. And it was, for the most part, widows, the way these things work in our society. And there was an ongoing debate between those who had lost their husbands to a heart attack and those who had lost their husbands, you know, in the hospital for 10 years. Oh, you know, arguing, you had a chance to say goodbye. You know, yeah, but, you know, you didn't have to see them suffer for years and years and years and all the indignity of it, and they would go back and forth. So very, very different experiences. But nevertheless, the rabbis say it's a seven-day period. What's going on with that? And the answer is that even for the person who has gone through that anticipatory mourning, what they need that time for is to get back to their memory of the person before all the tubes got put in. Or before they had such serious Alzheimer's that they couldn't remember the name of their own kids. When you get up from Shiva at the end, what do you do at the end of Shiva, traditionally? Right, you go out and you take a walk around the block. It's time for you to go back to the world. And you don't want to go back to the world and then, like the person recovering from a traumatic or instantaneous death, say, what am I doing here, like living my normal life? How can I live my normal life when this horrible thing happened? You don't want that. And what you also don't want is to go back to your normal life and then 3 months later get a clear picture in your mind of the person that had died. You know, not the tubes, but the person. And then be crushed and now have nowhere to experience this all alone, you know, on the Jersey Turnpike, instead of in a home surrounded by people that you love, you know, who can grapple with that sudden rush of memory.